From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now recordings from inside a hearing for a prisoner held at Guantanamo Bay. Hundreds of suspected terrorists are detained there. Since 2004, the military has been holding tribunals to determine whether the men are enemy combatants. Those hearings have been closed to the public and widely criticized as flawed and unfair. NPR has obtained audio recordings of some of them, thanks to lawyers for six of the detainees. Portions were heard on Morning Edition this morning. NPR's Jackie Northam continues examining the tapes in this report, taking us for the first time through one of the hearings.
At 2:25 on the afternoon of October 19, 2004, Mohamed Nashli was led into a small room at the prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and stood before three U.S. military officers. Nashli, an Algerian by birth, had been held at the military detention camp for almost 3 years. He had been interrogated, but never charged. The tribunal was his opportunity to hear and address some of the accusations against him.
Mohamed Nashli, you may begin.
Mohamed Nashli, Al-An.
Before I would like to address the accusations, I'd like to take a moment to thank the members of the tribunal for giving me the chance to come and speak on my behalf.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you.
Nashli tells the military panel that in the fall of 2001, he and five other Algerians were arrested in Bosnia on suspicion of plotting to blow up the U.S. and British embassies in Sarajevo. The six men had lived in Bosnia for about a decade, were married, and had children. Nashli says the men spent 3 months in prison until Bosnia's Supreme Court acquitted them and ordered their release from jail.
So when we came out
of prison, we were surprised by our handover to the American forces that are present in Bosnia. We were bound, our hands and our feet, and we were treated the worst treatment. For 36 hours, without food or water.
Nashli and the others ended up at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. During his trial, nearly 3 years later, a court official reads some of the unclassified evidence against Nashli. That includes a list of allegations.
The detainee is a suspected terrorist with ties to Algerian Armed Islamic Group, GIS, and is suspected of having links to Al-Qaeda.
Other allegations against Nashli include having an alias. Nashli asks for four witnesses to appear at his hearing, three are other Guantanamo detainees with whom he was arrested. The fourth is his supervisor at the Red Crescent Society in Bosnia. The tribunal president says there's been a problem locating the supervisor in Sarajevo.
Unfortunately, we put that request through our Department of State. And we sent the first request on the 29th of September. And we did another follow-up on the 14th of October.
The tribunal president says both requests emphasized the date of Nashli's hearing.
And basically we received no information as of today.
The military panel questions Nashli about his schooling, his friends, work, and organizations he belonged to. The panel asks him if he was associated with Al-Qaeda or had ever traveled to Afghanistan. Nashli professes his innocence regularly to the military officers, and he challenges them on the tribunal process. Only a small fraction of the detainees who went before the tribunal have been found not to be enemy combatants.
So I just want to ask, have you found anyone innocent yet? And if you haven't, then there's no need for these tribunals. Just say that everyone's an enemy combatant.
Throughout Nashli's testimony, there's a sense of hopelessness, and after nearly 3 years of incarceration without charge, a deep-seated concern about his future.
I feel that my future has been destroyed. A person does not even know what to say to their kids. Your father, why is he in Cuba? Because he's been accused of terror.
At the end of the more than two-hour hearing, when asked if he has anything further to say, Nashli makes one suggestion.
Just as a suggestion, maybe in the tribunals there could be a watch on the clock on the wall, just so that the detainee can look at it and see how long he's been speaking, how long the tribunal went on for. Just a suggestion.
Nashli is then excused because he's not allowed to hear the classified session of his tribunal. In the end, Nashli was deemed to be an enemy combatant. He remains in Guantanamo. He still has not been charged. Jackie Northam, NPR News.
You can hear more of the tribunal recordings and read declassified documents on the cases of the six Algerian detainees at our website, npr.org.